Well, it is the end of the week again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the Little Debbie man came by. Then, of course, there was the Rockingham County Fair. Oh, yeah, 'tis the season. Last week, it was the Bergton Fair. This week, Rockingham. The Page Valley Fair is coming up in a few days. And then there's the Shenandoah County Fair, the Highland County Fair, the Rockbridge Regional Fair, and the State Fair of Virginia. That's a lot of blue ribbons and a lot of livestock shows. Pete and Debbie went down to the fair on Tuesday evening of this week. Beautiful weather Tuesday evening. Spencer Hatcher and Clay Walker put on a fine show down in the grandstand. The Farm Museum had some really interesting artifacts to check out. The Magic Show, it drew a big crowd. And according to Debbie, you do not want to miss the Racing Corgis. Quite a spectacle from what I understand. I asked Pete what they had for dinner at the fair, and he said, Raritan funnel cakes followed by Young Farmer ice cream. This week is no week to be on a diet. You got that right, Pete. There was a minor incident this week down at the food pantry in Verona. I wasn't there, but according to reliable reports, a pickup truck backed up to the loading dock and commenced unloading what appeared to be about 20 bushels of zucchini. The workers at the food pantry, they assisted in unloading all that squash. They learned from the man donating all that zucchini that he had, in his wife's words, overplanted the garden this year. But he was bound and determined that next year he was going to plant only one zucchini plant in his backyard vegetable garden. In fact, he said if he could, he'd plant just a half a zucchini. That'd be enough. But apparently it was a very interesting week down at the Verona Food Pantry. School started this week in our town. All those kiddos in brand new blue jeans, new backpacks, new notebooks, and a big step up to the next grade. Pauline put up some pictures of her grandkids on Facebook this week. Ponytails and smiling faces, and ready for another school year. Oh, there was a news story that broke this week that the brand new play about the Statler brothers is now sold out. It's called Some I Wrote, and it's based on a book written by Don Reed. Every seat, every performance is now sold out. It's going to be a lot of fun in October when Shannon Arts presents the world premiere of the play Some I Wrote. Yeah, it's all about the Statler brothers. But the big event of the week was the Rockingham County Fair. It's the one occasion of the year that the entire community comes together to have fun and a funnel cake. Other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week. I'm Ish.